show.
What a day, what a day.
93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. If you're just getting in your car, leaving work, and you haven't heard yet, Illinois has announced a new athletic director, Mike Thomas, from the University of Cincinnati. Had been there since 2005. They had an introductory press conference. Phone lines didn't work, so we weren't able to play that, but hopefully we'll get some audio for you a little later. We'll also react to that. But also today, I mean, we were going to talk a lot about this. First day of high school football practice. And here on the Tay and Jay Show, for the next couple weeks leading up to the first day of games, which is August 26th, Friday night lights are almost here, and I don't know if there's anything better than high school football. We're going to have a bunch of coaches on from the area previewing their teams, and the first one is Keith Pogue, Muhammad Seymour coach. And Keith, first day of two-a-days, as a player, I kind of dreaded this, but I loved it at the same time. How did it go for you guys, the Bulldogs, over at Muhammad Seymour?
Yeah, it went pretty well. We usually there is reason to dread that first day, especially for some of our guys. But I was impressed with the shape we came in. And, of course, with IHSA rules, we're helmets only. So a lot of conditioning, a lot of hustle, a lot of working on getting things fine-tuned before we get the pads on. But we got a good group of guys. We got some good senior leadership, and we had a pretty successful first day.
So how do you schedule your two-a-days? I know all coaches do things differently. Some split it up a lot during the day. Some just go one after the other. And is it a lot about conditioning these first couple of days?
Well, there is quite a bit of that. And, of course, we do a lot of play timing best we can. But as far as our schedule goes, we go in early in the morning to about 1 in the afternoon. And in between there, we have weight cycles, and we also have chalk talk and film breakdown. So when you get down to it, it's really two real solid practices and sandwiched around us some downtime so the guys can get off their feet and recover for that second practice.
Talking with Muhammad Seymour football coach Keith Pogue. Today was the first day of two-a-days. And it's not easy, Keith, to follow Frank Dutton and Tom Schallenberger there. Just legends there at Muhammad Seymour. But it's your fourth year. You've been 22-9 over your time there. Three playoff appearances. No question, it's your program now. You've been the varsity coach for most of these kids now. What are your expectations for your fourth year now in this program?
Well, you're right. We had an unbelievable tradition built by those two men you mentioned, and we have high expectations of Muhammad, which is the way we like it. You know, we've been fortunate enough to be in the playoffs the last 9 or 10 years, and we're hoping this group can take us a little deeper. We have some questions to figure out for sure, but one of the things we look to is we've got a veteran line on both sides of the ball. They're big and athletic. We just got to figure out who our playmakers are, and we have some ideas on that, but we got a lot of new faces in the backfield. But they're going to be blessed with some big guys making some big holes, and that's kind of exciting for us.
Hey, Coach Pogue, I was a lineman in high school. I mean, I was 5'9", 190, so I was a small one, but I was a lineman in high school. And is it easier to build with knowing you have those linemen, or is it easier with the skill players in high school?
Well, I'm a lineman, too, so I guess I'm prejudicial that way.
I've
always looked at everything beginning and ending up front in the trenches. And, you know, we play a physical brand of football, and we try to emphasize that line play. And, you know, for us, it all starts there. So if we have that, we can build on that. If we don't have that, we struggle. We struggle. And so I would agree with you that that's one of the things that we point to as an indicator of how good we're going to be.
Coach, you mentioned the importance that you put on line play. So I was going to ask you just to kind of get an idea what style of football you guys play. What are the primary schemes that you guys use on offense and defense?
Well, if you watch University of Wisconsin on television with their I sets and their two-back sets and their inside zone and outside zone, that's very similar to what we do. That's the kind of football we play. We're very much about zoning teams up and creating space for our backs and trying to take opportunity. We'll throw the ball. I mean, we throw the ball 1,500, 2,000 years, respectively, the last couple of years. So we do mix that in, but we're very much modeled on that Madison, Wisconsin model.
Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3, Connect FM. Doing our first of high school interviews, high school football season kickoff. We're talking with Muhammad Seymour coach Keith Pogue. And Keith, I know you don't want to name too many names or single out players, but some key returners for you that you're looking to step up, not only as big players, but as leaders this year.
Well, you know, I mentioned that we have a lot of guys in that offensive-defensive line scheme that I think are going to help us, like Luke Roush and Derek Bunch and Connor Hillard and Zach Caseburg. And, you know, I'm probably forgetting a couple other guys. Those guys have played. This is their third year of varsity football. So, and they're big kids with good athleticism and good leadership. And we got a young man at quarterback, Brad Isaac, who had to start because of injuries a number of games for us last year, and he's an outstanding quarterback, and I expect big things out of him. Some of our new faces, you know, offensively, Micah Rounds played middle linebacker for us last year. He's going back to fullback, and Micah is a tough, rough kid and really does a great job. And then we got a new tailback, Chase Diedrich, who has really good vision and really quality speed. And at receiver, we got some young guys that are coming up. They played some last year, Clay Kibler and Garrett Risley. And we got a young man that just moved in, Matt Turner, I think is going to help us at those pass-catching positions. So, you know, like I said, we have some questions, and I'm sure we're going to have other guys emerge. I know we got a real good linebacking core back with Andrew Roney and Kyle Dallahan. And, of course, I mentioned Micah. So we have the core, if we can stay healthy, of a really good group of kids.
I don't think you left many people out of that, Coach. I think you got the
well, I'm going to go another way on you now. I can't have any superstars now. I got to go another way.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. I appreciate that. I wasn't a superstar in high school either. But the Corn Belt, always a tough conference, opened up against Mount Zion on August 26th. Always, when you play in the Corn Belt, that's a tough schedule. But what do you think of the schedule, how it sets up for you this year?
We do have a tough road to hoe, and you know, that as you mentioned, that Corn Belt Conference always has great competition, whether we're talking about Central Catholic or Pontiac or any of a number of teams. We open up with the Mount Zion team that's just outstanding, and they got a lot of talent back, and of course they got a Hall of Fame coach in his first year there, Coach Davis. So we know it's going to be extremely physical game. We know it's going to be a get after it, and we know we've been circled on their calendar. You know, they've only lost one regular season game in the last, I think it's two or three years, and that was to us last year. So we know that that's going to be a real challenge for us going down there to Mount Zion, trying to figure out a new coach plus an outstanding football team with an outstanding football tradition.
I know coaches don't always like to talk about singling out games and saying, well, this one's very important. You mentioned Mount Zion. But looking down the schedule, you also have a meeting October 14th at Illinois State's football stadium with a normal U-High. Maybe that game, or are there any other games on the schedule?
Well, that's just got to be fun for the kids for that one, isn't it?
Well, you know, it's different. And one of the things about that turf is the guys start looking at that stadium, and we got to go in there a little bit early and say, hey, guys, it is the same field, it's the same everything. But, yeah, it is neat. It's neat. And but as far as key games go for us, you know, our home schedule is as tough as I've seen it in a long time. We play a really talented Prairie Central team that's got a fantastic junior class at second game. And then we got Central Catholic at home. Central Catholic, I would say, is on paper the favorite to win our league, and they're always tough, and I think they'll be good. And, of course, Pontiac's coming off their undefeated season. In the Corn Belt, and we got them at home, and so they'll be tough. And at the end, we play a really good Effingham team. So no patsies at home for sure. So of those, I would say that Central Catholic and Pontiac games are going to be really key for us to see how we do.
Wrapping up with Coach Keith Pogue from Mahomet Seymour. And, Coach, I don't want to get personal and bring my football career into this, but it's my radio show, so I'm going to do this. Fairbury's Prairie Central is number two on your schedule, and they knocked me out of the playoffs when I was a junior. They were the number one team in 4A that year. We took them down to the wire, fumbled on the goal line. It was 21-14.
You individually? You fumbled on the goal
line? No, I didn't. Oh, okay. I was in the game, but I did not fumble. So you got to take care of those guys for me, all right?
We're going to do what we can. I tell you, they got a junior class that's just dynamite, and Brian Hassett does a great job up there. But, hey, we'll do whatever we can to take care of you.
Well, and I'm looking down the schedule. Of course, you know, Prairie Central, Pontiac, always tough. Rantoul got one from you last year. But the end of the schedule is tough. Bloomington Central Catholic, Normal UI, as we talk, Normal University with at ISU, and then Effingham. And does that just make the importance of the early schedule? You guys got to get some wins right there.
You know, I think we just take it a game at a time, honestly. Yeah. I mean, a couple years ago we came out of the gate 0-2, and around here you thought the world had ended. But, you know, we came back, we ended up 7-2 and got in the playoffs and had a good team. So we can't panic whatever happens. We just got to prepare for a game at a time, and we're going to have to claw and scratch for every win. We were just talking to our boys today about, man, that, you know, just because you've been there doesn't mean that it's owed to you. You've got to earn every bit of it. And I think they bought into that. And from what I saw today, I think we've got what we need to get back and do some good things. But we're not going to be in panic mode no matter what happens. We're going to continue to coach and continue to improve and do the best we can.
Well, Coach, Keith Pogue from Mohammed Seymour, you're doing great things there, keeping up the tradition. I know it's hard to live up to those two guys we talked about. But thanks for joining us. And a high school football season, I'm pumped up for it.
I really appreciate the opportunity, man. Thanks very much.
Yep, that's Coach Keith Pogue from Mohammed Seymour. I love talking high school football. You know, I wanted to do this. We're a local station. Really want to get into this preps part of it. You know, we talk a lot of Illinois. And over the summer, you know, we talked a lot of the basketball, the teams that went to state and regionals and things like that, girls and guys basketball. And we also talked some football at the end of last year. But high school football, there's nothing like Friday Night Lights, and I'm just pumped to talk about it.
You know, it's a unique atmosphere, and for a school like Mohammed, I'm going down their history here, and their school total in the last 40 years, 255 and 144. This is a winning program. That's pretty impressive for any high school to have that consistency. And
right. And
when you look at the difficulties that high school teams face, I mean, well, there's not a whole lot you can do about your talent pool. Whatever you get is
unless you're a private school. You know.
Those are the exceptions.
Yeah, and I know people talk about recruiting, but most of the time, it's just kids going to that school. Yeah. I grew up around Providence, Joliet Catholic, and, you know, Joliet Township and Lincoln Way, a lot of those schools, you know, a lot of those players that wanted to play football for a winning program went to those schools, and I think you see that here.
Yeah.
You know, if St. Thomas More keeps up a good program, you know, some kids go there to play some sports. I don't have a problem with that. But for a public school, it's hard because you go through these talents. I mean, again, I'm dragging myself in here. We went to the playoffs my junior year, got to the second round of the playoffs and pushed a team, the number one team in the state, to the final play of the game. The next year we went 0-9, just because we lost so much talent.
That's the thing. I mean, there's an element of luck involved with it. So whenever you see a high school consistently win, I mean, him going into his fourth year with a 22-9 record, I mean, that's impressive.
That's what's amazing about a school like Mohammed Seymour, the fact that they can consistently be a playoff team. And under Keith, in the last, they've made what? 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 playoffs, straight playoff appearances for them. I mean, that's unbelievable. That's really hard to do. So good job for them, and I look forward to them this season. You know, Mount Zion, going to Mount Zion, they want revenge this year. And we're going to keep talking high school football. Nathan Watson from Urbana is going to join us on Friday. And that's a program that, you know, it's been the opposite of Mohammed Seymour. They've consistently not been in the playoffs, but they got the new stadium and everything. But we're, you know, Mike Thomas, the new AD at Illinois, that's the news of the day. We're going to get some reaction to that. And Mark Tupper from the Decatur Herald Review is going to join us in about 5 minutes here. He was at the press conference, actually got to hear from him.
Good. Unlike us.
But we'll be back with Mark Tupper. It's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.